VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. The United Nations Atomic Watchdog Agency has confirmed that Iran has surpassed the limits on how much it was allowed to enrich in uranium under the 2015 International Nuclear Deal, also referred to as the JCPOA. The International Atomic Energy Agency said its inspectors verified Monday that Iran breached the limits set in the accord aimed at restraining Tehran's nuclear weapons development. European signatories of a nuclear deal with Iran are calling for an urgent meeting of all involved parties to discuss Tehran's compliance with the agreement. Britain, France, Germany, and the European Union called for the meeting earlier today. An unnamed Emirati official says that Abu Dhabi is redeploying some of its forces inside of Yemen as part of a strategy to pursue dialogue in the country. Saudi-led coalition spokesman Turki al-Maliki indicated Monday at a press conference the UAE would nevertheless remain part of the coalition led by Riyadh. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Daifala Shami, who is Minister of Information for the Houthi-led administration in Sana'a, told Arab TV he did not think the UAE is withdrawing from Yemen, but rather is leveraging its position with the Saudis. He claims the Houthi-led forces have inflicted a defeat on the Saudi coalition and that now both the Saudis and the Emiratis are trying to find an exit to the impasse. Hilal Kashan, who teaches political science at the American University of Beirut, tells VOA.
The UAE has for the most part achieved its objectives in Yemen, and therefore there is no further need to maintain heavy equipment and a sizable military.
Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
This is VOA News. Russian lawmakers voted unanimously on Tuesday in favor of a resolution calling for sanctions against